Erev Shabbos, Parashas Mishpatim, Tavshin Samaches.
Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. Ve'ela, Rashi says, the first Rashi in the Parsha, that Ve'ela, the fact that it says Vav, Moisif Al Rishonim, is coming to include as sort of a continuation of last week's Parsha, which began with Matan Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu learning the Torah on Har Sinai. Ve'ela HaMishpatim, and these Mishpatim, which means all of these halachas, all of these dinim, these laws as well, were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. Ma Rishayna Misinai Af Elu Misinai. This is from the Mechilta, the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Yishmael, in the Mechilta, the Lashon is Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Ma Elyoyna Misinai Af Tachtoyna Misinai. That what was stated above in Parshas Yisrael, just like that was given at Har Sinai, so too what was given in this Parsha, Mishpatim, is also was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. We'll try to explain what that means exactly. In the parasha, we have a lot of halachas dealing with violence. People hitting their friends, people hitting pregnant women, and the halachas pertaining to that, people hitting their slaves, and what they have to pay. So there's a famous pasuk, Perichof Aleph, Pasichof Dalid, talking about when one will hit somebody and poke out his eye, or a different limb. The pasuk says, Ayin tachas ayin. Shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas regel. So on this, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Dalid, has actually many different amirim explaining that ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, does not mean literally an eye for an eye. If somebody bangs out, pokes out, or damages somebody's eye, what we do to him is not damage or bang out or poke out his eye, but rather he has to pay money. There's an obligation to pay for the damage that he has done. The Gemara explains how we figure that out. But the Gemara, there's many different ways of understanding how we know ayin tachas ayin does not mean an eye for an eye, but rather it means payment for an eye. An ayin tachas ayin, which means payment for an eye. And the last drush of the Gemara is, because it says in Parshas Kisese that one has to pay one who he has afflicted pain to, in terms of violating a woman, it says, Tachas Asherina, he has to pay money, Tachas, in place Asherina, that he has afflicted pain on her and violated her, and for that the word tachas is used. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, we learn out tachas asherina to tachas ayin, just like over there it's mama and here too it's money. Just like over there it's talking about monetary payment, here too it's talking about monetary payment. That's the drasha. But there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchus Chevel Umazik, the laws of one hitting or damaging somebody, the Rambam starts off that says, Achevel b'chaveri, someone who hits his friend, he's chayv to pay five different things. Nezek tzah, ripa, shevis, and baishas, the Gemara Bava Kamma elaborates on, based on all in the beginning of our parasha here. And Rambam explains, halacha beis, nezek, how do we estimate nezek? And then the tzar, the ripoy, the baishas, he explains everything. Says the Rambam in Halacha Hey, Uminayin Sejer Shenema Beivorim Ayin Tachas Ayin Tashlumanu. How do we know that when it says you pay an eye for an eye, how do you know that's talking about monetary payment and not literally that you damage the person's eye? And the Rambam brings one of the drushes in the Gemara, how we know that. Halacha Vav, the Rambam then says, Afal Pishadvarim Elu Nirim Meinyan Torah Shebiksav. Even though we could learn out from the Torah Shebiksav, we could learn that really from the fact that it says tachas. So the fact that we know but by a chabura, when you wound somebody, he only pays and you don't get wounded yourself. So we learn how to ayin as well. Or all the various drushes in the Gemara. However, we're going to learn it up. The Rambam says, obviously, from the Torah itself, we could learn these things up. We can understand what the Torah means from the Torah itself. Tariq, the word tachas, that's how we know it. So afal pisha dvar melu nirim are understood me'in in Tariq shebiksav. We can understand it from the Torah itself, with using the drushes, what we call the Yud Gimel drushes, Shaterna drushes, Behem, the various ways of learning Apsukim. Still, says the Rambam, Kula Mefurashin Hei Mipi Moshe Mehar Sinai, all of them were explained to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, V'kula Halacha L'Maisa Hein, or so one gear says, V'kula Halacha L'Moshe Hein, B'yodeinu, they were all given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that even though things could be understood from the Torah itself, and can be learned and darshan from the Torah itself, from various words, and from making Zeresh Shavas, etc., but all of them were said explicitly to Moshe Rabbeinu. To the point with the Marshal in the beginning of Yom Shor Shleim in the beginning of Perikah Chayvel asks on the Rambam, he says, what are you saying? What are you saying? If they all could be explained from the Torah itself, and that's the way the Torah was given for Chachamim to understand the Torah and explain it, so what do I need to tell me this Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? In other words, why did even Hashem have to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu? And then sort of all of our work is for naught. That's what the Yom Shor Shleim asks. And he says, no. He says, it's enough. You don't have to go with that. It was all Kabbalah, ish, mi, pi, ish. He says, just from the Torah itself, that's how we know these things. But that's not what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that, no, all of these things, all of these dinim, were told explicitly and explained to Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Maharshal.
In the Sefer Yom Shor Shleim, in the beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek HaChevel, in Bava Kamma. So the way it's explained, both by the Torah Tamima here in the Pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin, and also Rav Pinkus in his Sefer Tferes Torah, both explain that sort of the Rambam is Lushitase. But the Rambam is telling us here, in this halacha, is that really, there's two categories of mitzvahs. One category is that Moshe Rabbeinu was told exactly what this mitzvah is. Here's the mitzvah tefillin. This is what tefillin should look like. It should be black. They should be square. This is what has to go inside. Four different parshias. In the shaliyat, four different compartments. In the shalresh, four different compartments. And this is what he was told. Then, after that point, the chachamim could go into the psukim and explain, if from the psukim itself, how we know those halachas, which we know to be true already. In other words, there's a whole category of mitzvahs which are really all halacha l'meishim misinai, which means they were all taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over. The Rambam says in the beginning of in the Zakdama to Pirush Mishnayis that even though it seems like the Gemara asks how we know a pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrei, and the Gemara tries to darshan pre-Eitz Hadar. It's Hadar, it's Hadar Me'ilon Mishana Lashana, or Hadar is from the word of meaning moisture, meaning water, that it grows on the Mayim. But the Gemara asks over there, Ve'ima Pilpulin, the Gemara says, well, maybe a pre-Eitz Hadar, maybe it's not referring to the Esrik tree, maybe it's referring to the Pilpulin, maybe it's referring to pepper. How do we know it's not pepper? Maybe we should take on Sukkah as a pepper? Look kind of strange, yeah? Listen, we have various color esregim, yeah. So maybe the people have different type of peppers also. And the Gemara says, yeah, but it's not really, you can't really see it. It's too small, the peppercorn. But what's the? Why would I think it's saying that? Did they not know what an esreg looked like? Says the Rambam, of course they knew what an esreg looked like. I mean, no, of course we knew that a pre-Eitz Hadar is an esreg. But the Gemara, even after we have this Kabbalah Ishmi Pi'ish, even after we have traditionally that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told us that it's supposed to be an Esrei, we know that you could understand everything from the Torah itself. And therefore, Chachama trying to see which Pasuk, or how we could see from the Pasuk of Pre-Eitz Hadar, how do we know from the Pasuk that it's an Esrei? And the Gemara says, oh, because Pre-Eitz Hadar, Hadar Me'ilo Me'shana L'shana. The Gemara says, one second, but from that drush I could say it's a pilpul and maybe it's a peppercorn. So that Gemara says, no, it can't be that for a different reason. But in other words, it wasn't a question of, are we understanding it's an Esrik from the Pasuk, and if we don't come to that conclusion, if it will change what it is. No. All these dinim, he says, we know halacha l'meishim misinai. We know what it's supposed to be. The Gemara is merely trying to find now a pasuk to rely on, or a pasuk to understand the drasha of how we know what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to be true from the Torah itself. And the same is true of the Ayin Tachas Ayin. It's not because we figured out that Tachas Asherina and Tachas Ayin, we equate the two, Gzeri Shava. No, we knew from Moshe Rabbeinu already that Ayin Tachas Ayin means simply a monetary payment. That we knew Halacha L'meishi Misinai. But after that fact, the Chacham could come along and have to come along and try to explain from the Pesukim itself how we know this to be true. And there's many ways, as the Gemara explains, various ways that Amiram understood Ayin Tachas Ayin does not mean literally an eye for an eye. Or you can figure out different Ramazim. So this is a Gzeri Shavah. This is a way of expounding the Torah, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Tachas that it says here, Tachas that it says over there. Or you can understand it with different Ramazim, like the Vilna Gaon says on the Pasuk. Really, it should have said Ayin B'Ayin. Ayin B'Ayin. What is Ayin Tachas Ayin? So he says that this is an allusion to this halacha. What is Tachas the Ayin? So notice what comes below the Ayin. So below Ayin comes the letter Pei. Below Yud comes the letter Chaf. And below Nun comes the letter Samach. So Chaf, Samach, and Pei spells Kesef. So an Ayin, what do you pay for an Ayin? You pay Takas Ayin. You pay what's below the Ayin, which is Kesef. So what do we... If you wouldn't understand that, you wouldn't have that drasha, it wouldn't be true. No, he's saying with the halachos was said halacha l'mesh misina. They were all told to Moshe Rabbeinu and explained to him, and this is the halacha. But after that fact, Rabbeinu Shalom put everything in the Torah for the Chachamim to then see where can we see this in the Torah and to explain everything that comes from the Torah. The Gemara says in the Darim and the Chaf Beis Amid Beis Il Maloi Chatu Yisrael Leinit Lehem Alachamisha Chum Sheteira Vesefi Yeshua Bilvad. If not for the fact that we sinned, starting with the Egel and going further in history, that we sinned throughout our stay in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Nevi'im had to come and give us Teichacha, give us rebuke in the words of Musar. If not for that, we wouldn't have all the Nevi'im. Not only wouldn't have, we wouldn't need all the Nevi'im. Malachad le'nit lam le'ab alachum kamishicham shetayru sevi Yeshua. Sevi Yeshua you need because it apportions all the chalakim of the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah you would have. But we wouldn't have any Nevi. Had we not sinned, had we remained at the level we were at Matan Torah, there would be no Nevi'im. No Yeshaya, no Yechezko, no Yirmiyah, nothing. So the Achreinim ask, what do you mean? There's many halachas that we learn out from Sefer Yechezkel regarding Avelus. And there's many halachas we learn out from Iyav regarding Hilchas Kriya. And there's halachas we learn out from all the Nevi'im. So what would be with those halachas? How would we know it? So it's explained based on the Ramban. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is that no? Because without the Chataim, if we not done the Chataim, then everything would have been learned from Chamish Yechum Shetayra, and we have the ability to learn everything from Chamish Yechum Shetayra itself. This Rabbi Yaakov explains in his Akdamat Demes LeYaakov that we would have learned everything from Chamish Yechum Shetayra because everything is within Chamish Yechum Shetayra. Everything is within the Torah. But since we sinned and we went down levels, so then there are certain things we wouldn't learn out from the Torah itself. So therefore, the Nevi'im had to come and give us Teichacha and as well teach us certain halachas. How would we know those halachas anyhow? So that he explains with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, we learned something from this halacha in Avelus from Yecheskel. So the Gemara asks, and before Yecheskel came along, what did they do? So the Gemara says, no, you're right, it's halacha l'mesh misinai, and Yecheskel just said it on a pasuk. In other words, that like this, that we explain like the Rambam says, everything really was halacha l'mesh misinai, or I say almost everything. was Halach HaMoshe Mitzrayim and was told to us. However, after that, you can find it either through a drasha, through the Yigam Midas, through a remez in the Torah itself. Had we been zeicher, we would have gotten everything from the Torah. Bilmalei chatu, everything would have been learned from the Torah. The fact that we were chatu, the fact that we sinned, so now we need things sort of spelled out for us more in the Nevi'im. And so with this, Rav Pinkus explains, this is how you can understand the first Rashi. Or actually, it's the second Rashi in the Parsha, the first Pasuk. Ve'elah mishpatim asher tosim lifnayim, which you shall place before them. The Rashi says, what do you mean you shall place before them? Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, lo tala al daitcha loimar. Don't think that you're going to say that Eshna lehem ha-perek v'alocha bezegim apamim. I'll teach Bnei Yisrael two or three times. For those that get on the second, from just the first two times, that's enough. For those who need a third time, I'll teach them a third time. Even though, really, the Gemara Nerevin says that he taught everything four times. Rabban Leib asked this Ara. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll just teach them halacha, the basic halacha. That they'll know it two, three, four times, and then they'll know all the halachas. However, eini matriach atzmi lahavinam taimei adover, upirusha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, thought to himself, I'll just teach the halacha, the basic halacha, ashadei sedura b'fiyam kimishna, so that they'll know all the halachas, and that will be enough. And I'm not going to be matriach myself lahavinam to explain to them taimei adover, upirusha, the explanation of it. L'kachnem asher tosim lefneim kishulchan ha'orok, like a spread out table l'muchan l'odam l'achol lefnei ha'odam. No, give everything as if you're serving them a dish, you're serving them prepared food already. So it's very hard Rashi to understand. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm not going to bother myself, I'm not going to exert effort to explain them everything. Why would he say that? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is lazy, chas v'shalom, I'm not going to explain it to them. So if Pinkus explains, no. Moshe Rabbeinu would have thought to say that, listen, I know everything can be understood and learned from the Pesukim in the Torah itself, from the Drushes in the Torah itself. So instead of, I'll just tell them, this is the basic halacha. After that, they'll go learn it themselves, they'll try to understand and uncover all of these Drushes from the Pesukim. There's a mila, there's an advantage to that. The advantage to that is that therefore the chacham themselves will learn it out, and it will become more chachaviv to them, as the Gemara says, as something that a person darsh himself become more chaviv, and then each generation will give it over, and let each generation, let each chacham, each talmud chacham, learn out these drushes from the psukim themselves. But I'm not going to give it away to them. That I'll keep to myself, even though it was all explained to me, Sinai, I'll just give them the bottom line halacha. And after that, they'll explain it, they'll have the obal and the agiyah, to understand it from the Torah. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I would rather you give it to them than it should be clear from you, because the halachas that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu, clearly there's no machlokes b'davar, the Rambam says, and that was given over ishmi piyish without a machlokes. An esrig, you know, is an esrig. There's no question about that. And that he has to give over, and then from the psukim themselves, the chachamim throughout the dayris could try to debate and argue which psukim support this halacha l'mayshim yisina. Which psukim do we get it from? How we darshan it? Because there are certain halachas, the Rambam says, that were not given over clearly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is first learned out from the psukim themselves. And on that, you do have machlokes. So on those things which were given clearly to Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I prefer you do me. You are matriach yourself, not any matriach myself because I'm too lazy. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that would be a preferred method. The preferred method would be that I'm not going to bother myself to explain everything and how we get all the drushes. Let me leave them out. Let me leave them up to the chachamim. Leave that up to the chachamim of each door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, those things are lachal machine. I want them to be given over. Give that over in full. There are certain halachas reserved for those to be darshaned up. But here we see again the godless, the amkus, the greatness of Torah, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu put every single thing in the Torah. And even those things that he gave halacha Meshim Sinai, sort of just the bottom line halacha, and this is what we do, and this is how we do it, and this is what this mitzvah is. But it's unending. The the drushes that we could learn up are unending. Like it started for the Chazal and the Gemara, how they understood the Psukim, and really everything can be learned from Psukim. Everything is really within the Torah. Like the Gemara says, we didn't even need the Nevi'im. We would have learned everything from the Torah. How do we be Zeicha? And every generation, every Chacham, like the Vilna Gaon, is able to explain new Ramazim and new halachas or new ways of understanding halachas that we know from the Torah. So too the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shemaylam that every Chacham, every single person, was given his chelak in Torah, where he could uncover new things in the Torah, because everything is in the Torah. And even things that we know already to be true, but we could uncover new ways of how we understand it through the Torah itself.